Good afternoon. This is Commissioner Dick Marzano from the Northwest Seaport Alliance, officially opening up our audit committee meeting. With me today, fellow commissioners Deanna Keller, Stephanie Bowman, and Ryan Calkins, along with staff and representatives from the state. I would like to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. If we could have that little flag presented up there, please. Very good. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. With that, if I could get a motion to approve last month's meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Any discussions, deletions, additions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. At this time, I would ask if there's anybody from the public that is viewing that would like to see make comments. We didn't have anybody join us prior to this. If somebody for some chance joins us during the meeting, they will be more than welcome to state any comments they wish. With that, we'll get right into the general business. And Darren, I'll turn this over to you.
Pardon me, Commissioner.
Yes.
I did not catch the vote. I only heard two people vote. Could we do it by roll?
Sure. Yes, very good idea. I apologize. Okay. Commissioner Keller on the vote.
Aye.
Commissioner Bowman. Sorry, Stephanie, you got to unmute yourself. There we go.
Aye.
All right. Commissioner Calkins.
Aye.
And I'm also an aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Darren, all yours.
Thank you, Commissioner Marzano. We can move to the next slide. I want to start out with an overview. And what I want to cover today is some background on audits, the auditors, the control environment, and some of your responsibilities as audit committee members. So next slide, please. We have three required audits. Sorry, I'm catching up here. Three required audits, the annual financial audit, the single audit, and the accountability audit, all of which you will hear reports of today. The single audit is the federal grant audit, and it's intended to provide assurance to the federal granting agency that the NWSA has adequate internal controls in place and it is in compliance with the grant program requirements. For the last 2 years, we have had the grant, the Tiger grant audited. The accountability audit is performed by the state auditor's office on an annual basis, and they evaluate compliance with applicable federal and state laws and internal policies and procedures to ensure that public resources are not misappropriated and misused. I want to give you a kind of a flavor of the breadth of the audit areas covered by the state auditor's office. So bear with me. This is kind of a long list, but it'll give you an idea of the areas that they cover. So in the joint venture accounting space, they have reviewed related party allocations both in 2017 and 2018. Joint venture accounting, they've reviewed to see if any of the agreements between the home ports and the alliance changed. They reviewed distributions to the home ports and monthly profit and loss allocations. In the payables area, they performed vendor payment testing and review. They reviewed compliance with promotional hosting statutes and travel policy compliance. They reviewed our compliance with our P-card policies and ensured that we had proper documentation. They also reviewed to make sure that our funds transfer processes were in place and functioning. In the procurement space, they have done a lot of work over many years reviewing project-based procurement compliance. They reviewed our compliance with professional and personal services statutes. They reviewed our on-call procurement and prevailing wage compliance, and even they reviewed our compliance with bid laws. In the HR area and insurance, they reviewed our health and wellness self-insurance programs, our workers' comp self-insurance program for compliance with state statutes in the insurance area. They've done some work in risk management and reviewing our bonding capabilities. In the payroll area, they've done payroll testing, expenditure testing, gross wages. They looked at salary increases, bonuses, incentive pay policies. And in the inventory area, they have looked at our compliance with our policies with regard to maintenance parts inventory, fuel inventory, small attractive assets inventory, small tools inventory. And in the revenue space, they've done some work on validating supporting documentation for all of our billings, including our wharfage revenues and our lease revenues. And just in the miscellaneous category, they have done work on public records compliance, reviewing our teleworking policy for compliance. They looked at long-term leases for our compliance with those lease terms. They even reviewed our clean truck program, surplus property compliance, and finally, Open Public Meetings Act compliance. So it's a very comprehensive list of areas that they have covered over the last several years. Well, moving down to other audits, which are at the discretion of the audit committee. Last year, we completed the T4 construction audit that was focused on compliance with procurement policies, procurement statutes, project tracking, and budgetary reporting. The T4 project in the South Harbor was selected by the audit committee for its scope, its size, and to leverage any lessons learned from that audit that could be applied to the T5 construction project. The audit was performed by Moss Adams, and Moss Adams concluded that the NWSA complied with the master policy resolution, its delegations of authority, procurement policies, and we met all of the reporting requirements set by the managing members. So it was a very positive audit. Next slide, please. So this slide just covers who the auditors are for the various required audits. The annual financial audit and the single audit for the Northwest Seaport Alliance and the Port of Tacoma is performed by RSM, and you'll hear from them today. The annual financial audit and single audit for the Port of Seattle is engaged to Moss Adams, and the State Auditor's Office, of course, performs the accountability audit for all three organizations. Next slide, please. So now I'm going to give you sort of a background on the control environment. And what is the control environment? It is the set of standards, processes, procedures, and structures that provide the basis for carrying out internal control across the organization. So it's important to point out that the internal control environment for the Northwest Seaport Alliance is embedded in the control environments of the home ports. The home ports are responsible for the accounting functions. The control environment in each home port, their policies, their procedures, their delegations of authority levels, system controls, provide the internal controls for those transactions. So I think more simply, let me summarize the accounting process, which will sort of illustrate this. The North Harbor transactions are processed by the Port of Seattle in the Port of Seattle systems, and they adhere to the Port of Seattle internal control processes and procedures. On a monthly basis, the Port of Seattle transmits North Harbor summary data for consolidated reporting purposes to the South Harbor, which the South Harbor captures in a separate database or a separate company. The South Harbor transactions are processed by the Port of Tacoma, also in a separate company. And the Northwest Seaport Alliance financial reports that you see on a monthly basis are prepared by consolidating the data in those two companies. Next slide, please. So this slide covers very high level the audit committee, which was created in 2016 by the managing members to represent their interests and have oversight over the auditing activities. And as we know, it's the composition of the audit committee are two managing members from the home ports audit committees. And we are required to meet twice annually. Next slide, please. Here are some key responsibilities of for you as audit committee members. Annually review the organization's risks, and if necessary, you recommend other audit activities to the managing members for approval. Secondly, review results of audits, which we will do today. You're responsible for the integrity of the Northwest Seaport Alliance's financial statements and the control environment. You're responsible to make sure the auditors are qualified, and you're to review and assess their performance as financial auditors. Next slide, please. So this is the last slide. At the last managing member meeting, there was some discussion on the protocols for other discretionary audits. Here's a paragraph directly from the charter. So it says, provide recommendations to the managing members regarding specific audit areas for consideration, including suggested audit objectives, scope, and evaluation criteria. And then you're required to oversee those audits. So hopefully that answers that question. And that concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Ryan, go ahead.
Thank you, Darren. That was a great summary. A question that has come up, and you alluded to it just a moment ago, that there's been conversations in a separate governance committee. And I was going through, and as I'm participating on both committees, one of the questions I had was, I just wanted to make sure that the audit committee is not simply a financial audit committee, but an audit committee that also can conduct performance audits as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. Is part of the other audit activities that you are responsible for and may suggest at any time.
And there would be nothing wrong with a commissioner from either port recommending to the audit committee an area to be considered for audit, correct?
I think the way that we have this set up, and according to this paragraph, yes, the audit committee may entertain recommendations, but any decisions to perform these audits need to go back to the full managing members for approval.
So functionally, the audit committee can prepare a work plan for the year. And then that work plan will be voted on by the entire managing all 10 commissioners, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the State Auditor's Office Accountability Audit Exit Conference. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And Joanne Klein, you're doing that, right?
I am. I'll give her a second to bring up our presentation. I want to say thank you for inviting us. We love to come and present to you each year. You can do the next slide. We're going to go over, like Darren said, the accountability audit that was done for 2018. So next slide. Our office is, our mission is to make sure that state and local governments are accountable for the use of their public resources. And we do that and we produce our reports to let the public know that things are working or they're not. So that is the best way I can say it, is we let out our reports. The next section is accountability audit. So we did the accountability audit. When we did that, we did review RSM's financial statement report and single audit work that they did. It also gets released on our website, because all state agencies or governments within Washington, their financial and single, regardless of who performed the audit, is released to the public. For the 2018 audit for the Northwest Seaport Alliance, we found that your operations complied with all applicable requirements and provided adequate safeguarding of public resources, and also that they complied with state law and regulations and your own policies and procedures, because we audit to whatever's the strictest. Next slide, please. Darren went over a bunch of areas that we have looked at over the last few years. This is the list of what we selected in 2018. Specifically, we looked at the 7 larger public works contracts that were initiated in 2018. We looked at and tested employees that were over, that had received more than 10% of a pay increase. We looked at purchase card transactions and compliance and wharf fees, and then the related parties, just to make sure that both the home ports were being calculated correctly and were made timely per the charter agreement. Next slide. We published this report in December of 2019, and the Northwest Seaport Alliance reports are actually on our website. So next slide. This is just a reminder that we consider any information provided to us that's confidential and sensitive. We work to make sure that we don't release that to the public. At the entrance conference, we estimated the cost of the audit to be $35,000, and the actual cost, you know, was approximately that amount. We have worked actually, and we communicated through Don Kelly for all issues related to the Northwest Seaport Alliance, because we don't want any surprises when we release our report. And we will continue to do so. Next slide. Well, that was quick. If you have any questions, I can take those, or yep, that's it for me. The next slide is just our contact information. So if you ever have any questions, David Smokel was the audit lead, Gus is the supervisor, and they both worked on the Northwest Seaport Alliance for the last several years. Mark Raposo has been our assistant director for I think 5 years. So he's very familiar with your operations as well. So if there's any other ever any questions, you can feel free to contact us. One of the commissioners was asking about an audit, and if there's an issue that would focus or that we could focus on during the accountability or legal compliance audit, we could add that to our audit and at any time during the year. You know, if we're auditing this year, we could add that an issue or two to our audit plan. So we can reach out to Don and ask him annually to see if there's any area of interest that would be applicable for us to look at.
And
oh, great, thank you.
A similar timeline for this coming year.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
This is Commissioner Calkins. Are we on a similar timeline to get a report out in December for 2019?
Yes, that's correct. For accountability, we come in towards the fall to do your audits and issue a report. That's our plan this year with the COVID-19. That's our hope, but things can be delayed or actually even moved up based on, the availability of staff and things. We want to be sensitive to the entities that we go to, but we also want to keep our audits moving and reporting timely.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions? Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the Financial Audit Exit Conference, and Kayla, I believe that is you.
Yes, I just wanted to start off by saying thank you for having us here. And Lisa had a previous commitment, so she will be joining us hopefully soon. So I will kick it off for us both. And then when she joins, she will just also be presenting with me. You can go ahead and go to the next slide. So basically, we issue, our responsibility is to issue a report on the financial statements. And this year we issued an unmodified opinion on the Northwest Seaport Alliance. We issued this report on March 31st, 2020. There were no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies identified during our audit work this year. In addition, as Darren mentioned before, we also do a single audit for the Northwest Seaport Alliance. And for this audit, there's two different reports that we provide on this, an audit and a report on the internal control and compliance over financial reporting in accordance with government auditing standards. And then we did not have any findings of non-compliance for that report. In addition, we also do an audit and a report on non-compliance related to the major federal programs that are selected and the schedule of expenditures or expenditures of federal awards related to internal controls, and we had no findings of non-compliance there as well. Next slide, please. Our responsibility as auditors is to form an opinion on the fairness and presentation of the financial statements. We also consider internal controls in the design of our audit procedures, but we do not opine on those the effectiveness of those internal controls. And we perform the audit in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America, as well as government auditing standards and uniform guidance. And this scope is just in regards to the financial statement audit, not the single audit. Next slide, please.
Could I ask a clarifying question on bullet point number two?
Yeah.
I think it's me as a layperson not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You consider internal controls to design audit procedures that are appropriate, but not for the purpose. So what other purpose is there? Why would you consider those things if you're not going to give us an opinion?
We consider them in just making sure that they are operating effectively, and we can make sure that we are using those as a framework of how we can then set up our audit procedures over significant balances going forward. We do not actually opine on whether or not those are operating in an effective manner.
Okay. I'm trying to, so in other words, you don't tell us what controls to have, but you look to see that we're actually doing them. Is that the idea?
Essentially, yes. That there are controls in place, but we do not necessarily tell you whether or not those controls are operating in an effective manner.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
So for the scope of the single audit, our responsibility as auditors is to form an opinion on the compliance for the major federal programs set forth by the OMB compliance supplement. We also consider internal controls over compliance in the design of the audit procedures, but we're not opining on the effectiveness of those internal controls. The audit was performed in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America and the government auditing standards, as well as uniform guidance. And this year there was only one major program tested. Next slide, please.
Sorry, I'm gonna jump in here, Commissioner Marzano. It looks like Aaron Galino had a comment to make.
Oh, yes, go ahead, Aaron.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that the scope of the work for the financial statement audit is they have to test controls as they relate to the presentation of the financial statements. But what they're really saying is they're not doing enough testing to give you opinion on the overall system of internal controls. So that's a pretty common approach for the financial statement audit.
Okay. Thank you.
So this year we came out during the fall to do our planning procedures, updating any understanding of the Alliance's controls, environment, et cetera. At this point in time, we then develop our risk assessment and our brainstorming, developing our audit plan, and moving into February and March, we then start our final field work and we test the financial statement balances, disclosures. We review the drafted financial statements. We perform the single audit and review the draft of the compliance report. And then in March, we discussed the final results. We issued our reports and we discussed our required communications, which we're doing so here today. Next slide, please. So this is the summary of the audit and compliance work. All the significant financial statement balances that were audited through the financial statement audit were tested through a combination of different methods, whether we sent outside confirmations, we substantively tested certain transactions or performed analytical procedures. We also perform work over journal entries and future commitments for the purpose of this audit, as well as disclosures in the financial statements. We verified that all the disclosures in the financial statements and compliance report were proper, and we tested the Tiger Grant, as I mentioned before, for all the applicable compliance requirements associated with that grant. Next slide, please. The significant transactions that occurred this year that we tested were the allocation of expenses to each home port, the joint venture accounting and related disclosures for that, like I mentioned before, the Tiger Grant, and this year the Alliance adopted GASB 84 fiduciary activities. So we audited and reviewed the memo set forth by management. And then also we have the subsequent event, as everybody knows, of COVID-19 for NWSA's operations. Next slide, please. So this is just kind of like a snapshot of the financial statement side of the audit. And I'll just kind of go over this high level of like major changes. So this year, there was, as you can see, an increase in our current assets, mainly due to an increase in investments and related party receivables. In addition, you'll see the major increase in the net capital assets, which is really focused on all the capital projects that have been going on in both harbors, as well as the decrease in other assets, which is due to the decrease in the North Harbor straight line rents. Next slide, please.
And those numbers are in thousands, correct?
Yes, they are. And that's how it's presented on the financial statements as well. So for the liabilities, I think the major thing to point out here is the increase in the net investment in capital assets, which it has to do with all the construction in both home ports, like I discussed previously. And the decrease in the current liabilities is really due to, the increase in current liabilities is really due to the related party payable at year end. Next slide, please. For the income statement side of things, I think the biggest thing that jumps out at you is the change in the non-operating income from the prior year to the non-operating expense in the current year. And really that's driven by the fact that last year there was a contribution for the stormwater improvement project. This year there was not that contribution, and there was also in the current year an expense related to the T4 sound mitigation costs, so it made it go from an income from prior year to an expense in the current year. Next slide, please. This is the cash flows. I think the biggest thing to see here is
the increase or the change between the net cash used in capital and related financing related to all of the construction projects, as well as the change in cash used in or provided by investing activities, which is primarily driven by all of the investment purchases that happened this year. Next slide, please. As we touched on before in the presentation this year, the major program for our compliance audit was the Tiger Grant CFDA number 20.933, and the total federal expenditures related to that were $3.8 million. Next slide, please. This is just a summary of our required communications. Our responsibility as auditors is to express an opinion on whether the financial statements are prepared and by management and are fairly presented in all material respects, but that does not relieve any managing members or management of their responsibilities. We have requested management provide certain representations relevant to the balances and disclosures, and they have done that. For the financial statement and the single audit, there were no significant deficiencies that we encountered during the year. Next slide, please. We had no disagreements with management. There were no major issues that were discussed during this year. The Alliance accounting practices are consistent with accounting practices of similar entities, and we consider those reasonable. We did not have any internal control deficiencies that would be required to be reported in writing, and we did not have any audit adjustments or uncorrected misstatements during the year. Next slide, please. This presentation was provided to Darren to provide to you guys before any changes have happened, but actually just recently GASB came out and decided to push back the effective date for this GASB 87 leases to another year. However, I know that you guys have already had presentations from management on this topic that they have adopted this as of January 2020. So this will significantly, as I'm sure you guys have seen, change the balance sheet. Next slide, please.
Sorry, before I continue, Kayla, I just wanted to let you know that Lisa has joined the meeting, so she is on board also.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just to give you guys kind of an overview of communication that happens throughout the year with RSM and management, while we're working on the audits, we have weekly calls between ourselves and the Alliance management. We also have calls throughout the year with Darren and his team, as well as the Port of Seattle and their team, about upcoming and new accounting pronouncements that might affect the Alliance. We talk about anything that's occurring throughout the year that might affect our timing, and prepare a schedule and make sure that all schedules that are provided within our timeline. And this year, I would say that we did a very good job of making sure that all of our requests and schedules were great and within the time that we had allotted. Next slide, please. Once again, this was prepared for, this was actually completed. So the next steps here says that the data collection form for the single audit would be processed and submitted through the Data Clearinghouse website. That has been completed. And so this is the last step, is presenting to you guys. Any questions?
Anybody have a question? Well, I wanna thank you very much for all that work, and especially to all of the people that work for us that helped make this the type of audit you wanna see and hear from. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't chime in quick. Sure, enough, can you give us a preview of what you're looking at in terms of major programs in 2020, if anything?
Hi, Ryan, this is Lisa Wilson, and I'll answer that. I would anticipate at this point that the I'm not sure if you're asking from a compliance standpoint or a financial statement standpoint, but from a compliance standpoint, I would expect the tire grant to continue to be significant. And then for other activity that might occur during the year for the Alliance, we won't be able to really assess that until later in the summer and the fall and as we evaluate sort of what's happened during the year.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? Well, if not, once again, thank you very much. And we're at that time in the agenda. Commissioners comment. Is there any commissioners comments?
Hi, this is Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I just wanted to say thank you. This is my first audit committee meeting with the Seaport Alliance, and I'm pleased to see the results. And we've obviously got a really professional team on board. So I just want to say thank you for all of your work. And I want to clarify, are we expecting to have, I know we have a minimum of 2 audit meetings per year. Are we thinking we will have a few additional meetings, Commissioner Marzano?
I would think once this is all done to see where we are and everything, we'll need to get together to find out if we really need to have something. You know, a lot of us are not aware of how this thing is going to end with regards to the restrictions we have, how our business is functioning. So I would assume that once we all can get together physically and have meetings, we'll be looking at, is there things we have to do with regards to having an extra audit meeting?
Excuse me, this is Darren Arakaki. So yes. If I may, there will be probably one additional audit committee meeting required later this year at the in the fall for an entrance conference by the state auditor's office for their audit and an entrance conference from the financial auditors, RSM, before they prepare their audit for the 2020 year. So there'll be at least one more.
Okay, very good. Any other comments or questions from the commission? Okay, with that, once again, thank you all for allowing us to be able to have a meeting like this and to continue with our business, though in a limited fashion, that's for sure. Wish everybody health, safety, and we will stand adjourned. Thank you all.